Yes, we should expect those numbers to surge. And it's really two different things happening. So one, we do have an increase in transmission. The impact that we might anticipate due to these social distancing measures, we're not going to see those right away because the cases that are coming in today and yesterday, these are all people who were infected, 2 weeks ago. That was before we had a lot of these measures put into place. The schools were still in session. So we are going to see a delay in the impacts of the social distancing measures. The other thing that's changed is that we have more and more commercial labs and hospital labs coming on board who can do the testing. So up until this past week or so, we've only had the state lab, which has been very limited in their capacity to do testing. So we had very little testing happening in the state. Now we have more and more places that can do the testing, and the turnaround time is faster. So we're getting a better sense of the overall impact. But still, we know that the testing is very limited. It's very hard to get people tested because we have limits on protective equipment for healthcare workers. We actually don't want people to come in and get tested unless they need to seek healthcare, because we just can't use up the healthcare resources just to test people.